Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
What's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to talk about where you can take this business and how big you can make it. Before we do that, though, I want to tell you guys about Justin's new book, Coffee Money, Real Estate Investing. It is an awesome book. It's available anywhere you can get your ebooks. It teaches you how to buy over-the-counter properties for the price of a cup of coffee per day. It is a great book. It's a great way to get started. Go check it out and let us know what you think.
Yay! Friday.
It's Friday.
I wonder if people are getting tired of me saying like, hey, it's Monday, it's Friday, hump day.
Maybe you should come up with something else.
I'm not that original. Like, I'm like, oh man, maybe I'm just a dork.
Well, today's Friday. You've got 2 days to think of something new.
For the next week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it is the age-old question of how big can you make it? I'm going to make millions and millions of dollars. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. But the sky's the limit, you know, the old cliche says. I'm full of cliches.
Yeah, you had me set up for you to say that one.
Yeah.
You just jumped out there and you like ruined our whole intro with that one.
Sorry. Yeah. We can reshoot it.
No.
No, you want to just roll?
Just roll.
Okay. So, you know, you see a lot of people talking about adding a zero or doing this or doing that. And the successful business, the people that are successful in this business, in this niche, what, you know, we all want to know what they're doing and how they're doing it and what it looks like. What is success to you, Adam?
Well, success in general means being able to do whatever I want, whenever I want.
Okay, right? So open to freedom of time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And for me to do that, it's building up the cash flow so that, let's say I want to take 2 months off, right?
Okay.
I could do that and not have to worry about anything.
Yep.
To build it to the life I want, it needs to be fairly big. Right?
Okay.
I'm very comfortable with my life right now. I don't need very much money to live at all. I can do whatever I want. I live very, very comfortably. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I do want, at some point, a little nicer house.
Okay.
I want that big F-250. You know, I want some toys.
Yeah, I think we all want toys.
Yeah. But I guess I was kind of thinking about this whole week, right? Because when we talked about this on Wednesday, once you get systems in place, like you can just continue to grow it.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, how big can it really go? Because I was like, man, 100 properties making 250 a month. Well, once you got systems in a place, what's stopping you from doing 1,000 properties at 250 a month?
Holy. Man, you want to work.
No, that's what I said.
System in place to automate it. I get that. And for me, my mindset went totally different. That's why Plum came about. It's like, how do I scale to get these properties and do this and have all that in place? And, you know, your rinse and repeat model is you put more mail. You know that, hey, 1,000 is going to bring me back this. 5,000 pieces of mail is going to bring me this. 10,000 pieces of mail a month is going to do this. And it matriculates through your systems this way. In my mind, I was like, well, why don't I just give him half, get the money for all his deals, and I just take half of it. And so if I have 50 people that are so gung-ho like you, sending out 10,000 pieces of mail a month, and I just have to find the money and just keep the money against them, what does that look like?
Yeah. Well, and how big can you take that? I guess for you doing that, all it takes is just more land investors.
Yeah, more land investors.
And being able to raise more money.
Yep.
Right? So if you've got 30 or 50 now, imagine what 300.
I know. I mean, I need Beth to come over every day.
You know, that's what kind of gets me excited about this business is because – as far as in real estate investing goes, uh-huh. I think this is a very underutilized, undervalued
yeah.
niche, right? And if through our podcast and some other podcast, you know, our friends over at Land Academy, mm-hmm. if we continue to grow and build it, mm-hmm. like we're building an empire,
mm-hmm.
and that motivates me and it keeps me wanting to get going. And, you know, instead of sending out 1,500 offers a month, build it up, spend 15,000, you
yeah.
know, it's like, where do you stop?
I know, and I had a call with a guy last week, and that's what his business was. They had one business, and it did extremely well. He decided he had a lucrative offer to go back into the corporate world, so he does that. Comes back out, and he's like, hey, I want to get at this, but I've got some partners in place. We're going to be able to grant it. He goes, we want to do a deal a day. And I'm like, man, that's some work. I want to partner a deal a day so I can really do that, and that's more than I want to do. But, you know, I think that, you know, how big can you build it is, A, is how big do you want it to be?
Mm-hmm.
And then B, the cliche, the sky's the limit. So, yeah, I know I ruined your intro, Adam, but that's the truth to this is you can make it as big as you want or as small as you want. You know, if your goal is to offset the cost of your F-250 payment, because, hey, I don't want to pay for it, but I want land to pay for it. So I'm going to make $1,000 a month to make sure my jacked up King Ranch 4x4 platinum edition massaging seats, TVs in the headrest for my kids to watch is all taken care of. I don't have to worry about it. there you go. That's what we set you up for.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only thing too, is you hit the nail on the head, is it doesn't have to be how giant. It doesn't have to be big, right? It can be build it to where it makes your car payment or your house payment or whatever. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That's if you can build a business that covers your car payment, you're ahead of the strong majority of the world.
Yeah. I saw, I'm trying to think what the statistic was, but there was like, drawing a blank, and I hate when I do this because I'm like, oh, it's such a good statistic for this. But it was talking about the Jeep, the new Jeep Gladiator. There was talking about how, I was reading comments on it, and there was a statistic about the middle-class American has like 86% of them have a car payment, and that the car, that median car price is like 40-something thousand bucks. And if you think about that, in a lot of areas, you could buy a rent house for $40,000 to $50,000 a month. Mm-hmm. The cash flow off that or the appreciation over time, you know, we don't think about it. We're so worried about needing this car or needing this thing that we could actually put that same amount of money to work in another avenue and it actually generate more money for us.
Yeah, it's that's what the, exactly what they say is like the poor go out and just buy crap, let's call it, you know, and then the rich.
The wealthy.
Yeah, the wealthy go buy assets to pay for that crap.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they just keep buying more and more. And that's exactly where I want to be with my life, right?
Yep.
It just keep building. And then my wealth, my assets are paying for the standard stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And then they're paying for fun stuff. And then it's building generational wealth, or it's building generational wealth and all that at the same time. And that's the only goal that I have. And then, but I don't really know where to stop because I don't want to be the one that's working. Build it so big that I'm working 50, 80, 100 hours a week to maintain it, because you definitely see that too.
That sucks.
I'm not
about that life anymore.
No. And that's why I'm so big on systems too, is because I know you said, well, you're selling one a day. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But if I have a good team in place.
Yeah. No, and that person has a team in place. They have, you know, a domestic team, a foreign team, and then they have two or three like people that are heading that up. So, I mean, they have their systems in place, and I don't worry about them building it too big that they can't handle it. They have the inbound. They can handle it. They have the people in place. So that's awesome. For me, I think there's a cap to it. You know, somebody said, like Steve over at Land Academy asked me, he goes, oh, so if you made $200,000 a month, he goes, would you stop there? And I'm like, yeah, probably. I'd be okay with $100,000 a month and just kind of hang out, you know? What? No, you can't do that. Well, yeah, I think there's a time in our, there's seasons in our life where we want to accumulate. We want to just enjoy what we've accumulated. And maybe for me that my career path or my trajectory, because everybody's different. Their career path and trajectories are different. So I worked a ton from when I was 21 up until I was 35. Like, I mean, probably worked what most people work in their whole career just because of the amount of time I put in for the company I was at. And now I kind of want to sit back and enjoy it, but I'm still trying to accumulate this business and make these businesses successful. So my mindset's probably a little bit different than some people's. Mm-hmm. So like you say, hey, I want to do all this, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, man, that sounds like a lot of work. Kind of want to go hang out at the winery.
I feel you, and I have zero interest in doing all this work.
Yep.
It's about building the system so that I've got an intake manager, I've got a due diligence person, I've got someone who's closing, I've got a marketing person, I've got a sales guy, and then my idea is that I can be anywhere doing anything and still telling them what's going on.
Yep. Man, I don't disagree with you. Yeah. I think that's just a different mindset of what our businesses are all going to morph into. And I think that's the important part, is that, hey, understand your business is going to morph some over the time. You know, you remember your first three deals, it was freaking us out. Get the notary, get the deeds to make sure the deeds match up. I would be willing to bet on my first 20 deals that probably 10 of the deeds are probably wrong. But you know, there's some people that will freak out so much about getting that wrong, they just stop and they stall. Mm-hmm. And to grow big, you have to be willing to make some mistakes. Mm-hmm. And we talk about failing forward and doing that. We talk about that stuff. We're not lying to you. We've made some mistakes. We've sent some corrective deeds. We kept moving forward and moved forward very fast.
Yeah, it's very important to fail fast and fail forward.
Yep.
And keep going. Because
fail often.
Yeah. What is it? Fail fast, fail forward, fail often?
Yep.
Right. That's a pretty known saying. And it's very true because... Yeah. That happens in every business, not just the land business, right? No successful person has had a smooth, easy ride all the way to the top.
Yeah, if they did, they wouldn't be there.
No.
Because they wouldn't know how to handle adversity, wouldn't be quick on their feet. When a little problem arises, they wouldn't know how to address it and move forward. And as you scale, you're going to have multiple problems happen. And you have to understand how to manipulate through that and work around it.
I'm ready for all that. I want it.
Okay, get it. The only thing's waiting you is you.
I can't move any quicker than I'm already trying.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that, because that's a big, big thing that people have. They're impatient. You have to say, okay, hey, I mean, let's throw the timeline out there. Let's be realistic. We pick a county, price it today, and we put mail in. If we're not mailing it first class and it goes standard mail, it's going to take 10 to 14 days before the people respond. So let's say your bulk response comes within 7 days. That you're 3 weeks to a month before you're actually either going to closing for them to start their period. And then you have 30 days to close that. You're 2 months from when you say, hey, okay, on the proof with offers to owners. You're 2 months till that happens. So to expect that I need to replace my full-time income today, you're not going to do it. It's going to be 2 months. And then it takes 30 days to sell it. You sell it, you say a first day, and you're going to close in title. Now you're 3 months before you actually hit. And that's if everything sold perfectly. Mm-hmm. It's not a, hey, that's going to happen in a week. It's not going to happen in a month. You know, you hear somebody say, oh, yeah, I sold a first day on the market. Yeah, that's great. You did. But you have 30 days on the backside, 30 at least on the front side, if not the 2 to 3 weeks before that you actually sent the mail out. So the sky is the limit, but it does. You have to climb the steps.
Yeah. No, there's definitely time involved in it. The people who get really lucky and make the $100,000, $200,000, their very first deal,
yeah,
they kind of ruin it in a sense for a lot of people because you wonder why that didn't happen to me.
Yeah.
You know, my very first sale was $250 for a property that I sold for, I think, $100 a month for 2 years.
Yeah.
Not exactly $250,000 profit in that.
No.
And I would say that's pretty common.
Yeah. I think that's a solid little deal.
It is a solid little deal, especially if you repeat it over and over and over and over. And then you grow as a, like, I would never buy a 2.5 acre, $250 deal anymore, unless I was like specifically planning for those. I'm like, I want 20 to 50. Mm-hmm. Those cost more. There's more profit. Mm-hmm. And maybe as I continue to grow, that will continue to grow.
Yeah. And I agree with you to a point.
Well, that's why we have different businesses.
Yeah. We totally have different businesses. I mean, mine has a Supercross rider in it.
That's not what I want.
I know, but I like to see dreams come true for people. He wrecked out in Houston this weekend. He got jumped on. I'm very disappointed in that. It was he looked like he was lined up for the night show, and a second qualified guy landed on top of him, bent his front end. So we have to sit out in Nashville now. Gonna try to get the bike fixed for Denver. Part of it. Part of it. Anyways, you know, somebody calls me. I had a deal call. A guy called me. I don't know why he found me. I guess I do. There's a couple in Denver that has the same name as my buy side. And they have the at the front of theirs. Mine does not. The guy looked up the name. My website had a little more SEO, I guess, behind it, a little more presence online. So he sees my name first before theirs. So he calls me. He says, hey, I've got this thing. He goes, but it doesn't say Justin. It says Adam. The guy's name, I think, is Adam. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that was the name he used. And I said, okay. So he sends me a property. And it was a 1.25 acre property in a small, like out in Mojave County, Arizona, I think is where it was. And he's like, well, tell me about this piece of property. So I'm looking at it, like, well, it's got a deeded access. I was like, what was the offer price? And he's like, $125. And I was like, hey, man, that guy has a company. He said, he's out of Colorado. I was like, he's over there. Why don't you give him a call and see if he wants it? If he doesn't want it, I'll take it. And I'll give you that price for it. He's like, oh, okay, cool. I mean, we're going to be with notary closing and everything, probably about $250 into this property. $250 is not a lot of money right now for me. That just isn't. Mm-hmm. But I would throw that up there and maybe probably sell it on eBay. And that's what I told the guy I would probably do with it. Hey, I'm gonna probably sell it on eBay. You know, get, I don't know, $50 to $200 back on a bid and then $299 on a doc fee. Make $250 real quick. But it just all goes into the pot.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I would have done that deal too.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have to shop for it.
Yeah,
I wasn't mailing out $1,000 in marketing material to get a couple $150 properties.
Yeah. I think that's kind of what I meant when I said I wouldn't specifically go after those.
Hey, it's not what you said, though.
Well, I think it is what I said, but
it's what you meant.
I think it's both.
Okay.
Anyway.
I bet people think that we just argue all the time.
Well, that's part of the show.
Yeah, that's why you like to do this thing. You just want to argue with me on air in front of an audience.
I don't even know what to say about that.
I think it's true.
I know.
It's true. You know how me and my wife used to handle our arguments when we first got married? Hmm. You remember those big inflatable soccer boppers? Mm-hmm. Is it the punching gloves? Mm-hmm. We would go out into our cul-de-sac in our first house on Estrella, and we would just like box each other out there. And like our neighbors would come out because they'd be like, what the heck is going on? And they see us smiling, and we're like, oh, you didn't do the dishes. Bow!
So, I don't know how fair that is, because I think of Mary Beth and I, even with the gloves on.
She would whoop you. Yeah, okay. She's scrappy. Uh-huh. She got them big hoops. She's like the J-Lo earring hoops. You know what to say about girls with big hoop earrings?
I've never once seen her wear big hoops.
I bet she has. She got them cat eyes. She's makeup.
She's
gangster.
Nope.
I've seen her rap.
I don't know.
She doesn't rap?
Maybe, but not consistently. And I would say no.
No, you're going
to
go with
strong enough to say no. Yeah. What else?
The sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit.
The ground could be the limit too.
Yeah.
The curb.
Well,
you could jump the curb on a BMX bike.
Okay. He's starting to get random.
My analogies work. They work. So I think what we're trying to say is, what do you want from your business? And be specific, because we talk about that over and over and over on the show. Be specific in what you want your business and build it to that. And when you get there, take a look around. You might want to shift it a little bit, but don't forget what got you there.
Yeah. As long as it's exciting, you keep going. And if you're happy where you are, there's nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah. If you don't like it, you don't have to do it.
That's true too.
Live your life.
Okay, let's call it there then. That is it. It's Friday. Hope you guys get out there. Have a real strong weekend. The Weekend Warriors, get out there, make some offers, buy some property. And while you're doing it, go to Facebook, go to Instagram, give us a like, give us a follow. And then go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to wherever else you're listening to us. Give us a like, rate, review, subscribe to the show. And that's it. Thank you. We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you.